One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 23. Hey everybody, the Revolutionary here from One Man Revolution, back at you for yet another podcast for today, Saturday, and I have just a quick couple of quick and dirty little things going on tonight. Got a couple of little pieces. Got a piece on King George and how he raised $1 million for candidates from Virginia and Kentucky. How some temps cleaned up and took out the trash in Colorado, and how Good Clean Fun ended up putting a kid in juvenile hall, and an update on good old Jack Kevorkian. Yes, Dr. Death is near his own. So that's what we have on the agenda for tonight. So I said it was going to be quick and dirty, so I'm going to skip right ahead and go ahead and talk about our first things that are in the headlines. And unfortunately, tonight I'm kind of on a quick and busy timeline. So President Bush on Friday raised nearly $1 million for Virginia and Kentucky. Of course, despite his limp and lackluster approval ratings, but of course, he spoke out and said, "To win elections, you can't be angry." Okay, he said, "You win elections by being optimistic and hopeful and lead. That's how you win elections, and we're in the lead. The best way to balance the budget and is to keep a pro-growth economic policies in place which generate more revenue for the federal treasury and hold down federal spending," King George said. He said, and that's why I need allies like one of the candidates from that he was supporting, who are fiscally responsible with people's money. Now, isn't it nice to see that King George is worried about your money? I mean, he's only spent, close to $300 billion on Iraq. And now with the new fences, there's another $1 billion that he wants to spend. And with all of these other troops and whatnot, that's billions and billions and billions of dollars that he's wasting. But he's saying that he needs an ally who's fiscally responsible with the people's money. At the event, which was held in a hotel ballroom, they raised an estimated $450,000, according to the Republican National Committee. And before traveling to Kentucky where he got that $450,000 for Jeff Davis, he attended a $5,000 a plate fundraiser in Virginia Beach, Virginia for Drake, it's $5,000 a plate. So that's a lot of money, and he raised nearly $500,000 for that. So let's see here. Thelma Drake has grafted herself to the president, one person said. I think that she has foregone the second district to simply act in the interest of the president and her leadership in Congress. And that's if they say jump, she says, how high? It's nice to hear rhetoric like that. Let's see here. Of course, this was held at the this particular event was held for Thelma Drake at the home of a developer named Bob Stanton at the Bayville Golf Club, and it was closed to the public and the media. But of course, there were always the great revolutionary people who stood outside, and they chanted things like, there were two groups. One group had signs that say, "We love our president." And on the other side of the street, People had signs that say war isn't working and stop the torture. So between the two events, Bush visited Northern Kentucky University. He also, talked about medical and Medicare and Social Security, and asked us to reduce our reliance on oil and support free trade. I can't understand people's concerns about imports coming from China and imports coming from India. He said he can understand that, but I don't think we ought to allow those concerns to close down markets. Being that India and China have between them almost 3 billion people. It's like two-thirds of the population of the earth. And so, of course, he doesn't want to close down those particular markets. Of course, outside another event, there was yet another sign that said deport Bush, which I think is also another good thing. Well, let's switch to more local news, local to Colorado. Colorado Springs workers reportedly discarded evidence in a murder case and two suspected killings. And this was done by two, what they call, I love the way they put this. It was apparently thrown out by, over the past 2 years by poorly supervised temporary employees. And so, this is just a horrible problem, said the public defender. It's a drain on our resources, and it's getting bigger. You know, the case is the 2004 trial of the case of Derek Turner was this guy, Derek Turner, was convicted by a gang-related shooting. And now it's in appeal. And, of course, there's the evidence is missing. And the evidence that's missing is a gun. And generally, weapons are very crucial to a trial. So with that said, the parents are saying that, they're very sad to see that this has happened. And, there's not much that they can do about it because these things are gone. So there's aside from the logistical problems in these cases, there's a real credibility issue for those people going on the stand saying, hey, guess what? We have evidence, but we kind of threw it out. So we really don't have the evidence now. But during the first trial, we had evidence. And so you'll just have to take our word for it. So what does this prove? What does this say? Well, why is Colorado have temporary workers inside of rooms full of guns, ammunition, and other evidence associated with crimes? That's kind of the poor state of affairs that some of our state governments are fighting with. They terminate all the employees down to only having a few to save the cost of insuring people working for the state and giving them benefits. And then they have to turn around and hire temporary workers to assist with the filing and other things like that. And these temporary workers, who are usually not very well supervised, do the dirty work of throwing things out. So it becomes very, very difficult for things to keep track of. Now, the solution's pretty simple. Bite the bullet and actually hire some people and give them jobs. Well, of course, not everybody is of that opinion. There are folks in Colorado that are saying that, we still have too big of a government. Let's reduce it. So to all those people in Colorado that are doing the dirty work and on a temporary basis for 2 years, I dedicate Dirty Work by Monk. Correct answer. And from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com, that was Dirty Work by Monk. All right, people. The fun police are out, and they've decided that even if you're just planning a food fight, that that's enough to arrest you for it. A student at Mountain Ridge High School in Arizona was arrested by police for allegedly plotting to stage a food fight in the school cafeteria. The boy, who was a 17-year-old junior, was taken into custody at school and placed in a juvenile detention center on a charge of disrupting an educational facility. Now, the problem is the fight never happened. The food fight, which had been planned on an internet website, I'm hoping it was MySpace. That would be so cool if it was an event on MySpace. It would be a great use of Web 2.0. Was supposed to occur on Thursday, but the school officials got wind of the plot and they posted extra security and extra teachers in the cafeteria, and, well, nothing happened. And the officials were back on guard on Friday, and again, they foiled a possible outbreak of a food fight. Now, an officer said that the student was confronted with the web postings in which investigators believe that he planned the food fight, and the school administrators were specifically singled out as food fight targets. Now, the boy had been taken into custody after he became very uncooperative. So his father says, shame on him for planning a food fight, but there was no food fight, and he's in jail right now. All right, so that kind of tells you something about the state of society now, doesn't it? Even if you're just thinking about doing something, they put you in jail for it. Well, on the other hand, if you're Jack Kevorkian, who assisted over at least 130 deaths that he was convicted of at least one. He's spending a 10 to 25 year sentence in a Michigan prison for second degree murder for giving a fatal dose of injection drugs to someone who wanted their suicide assisted. And he's been trying to get out since 2003, and he's been before the parole board in 2003, 2004, and 2005. And his attorney and basically the parole board denied his applications for a commuted sentence or a pardon. Well, why is this a big problem? You know, this guy just has to serve out his sentence, right? Well, his lawyer says that he's become increasingly frail, and he's fallen twice. And since he's 77 years old, he's fallen twice, injured his wrists, and fractured two ribs. Well, you know what, Jack? Prison's a tough place, and if you fall down a couple of times being 77 years old and you get injured, well, that's unfortunate. But if you are going to do the crime, even if you're just assisting someone with suicide, and I know it's a noble effort, but it's still illegal, then you better pay the time. So his attorney says he won't live another year in prison if he's kept in there, and they would like him to be pardoned. Well, Jack, you know, I'm sorry that that you've been commuted a couple times, but at 77 years old, you could trip, slip, fall down, and break just about anything. And I'm sure prison life is not doing well for someone who's done so much good for so many. But you know what? Assisted suicide is something that a lot of cultures have within their control. And I know the Inuit, when it's time for one of the elders to basically, when an elder feels they've outlived their usefulness, they'll go out and they'll step onto an ice floe and just drift away and fade into the distance. But, you know, I agree with that. I agree with that practice. But unfortunately, our government does not. So if you would like to talk about assisted suicide, contact me at onemanrevolution@gmail.com or visit the website and leave a comment at www.onemanrevolution.org and share your views on our show. It is the weekend, so it's short and sweet. I'm doing about 16, 17 minutes today, and I'll be back tomorrow. And remember, I love you, and I wish you nothing but the best. And it only takes one man to stand up and say it's enough to start a revolution. See ya!